Now, how do you actually make the objection? So we've spoken about to date broadly what you're actually objecting to in substance. The timing for that we'll come to in a second, but how do you do it? Now, my view is that the safest way is to use, and it will depend whether you're a tax agent on the line, do you have access to the portal, e-lodgements, etc. It will depend on, for example, solicitor like me, I still have to use the paper form, unfortunately. But there is a formal ATO form. It's an approved form. It's the safest bet to do your objection. The reason why is primarily because of the declaration on the back of the form. But in this particular case, in my view, it's simply safer. You keep the ATO happy. There's no chance of losing any rights. I have had a scenario previously where the form was not used. Rather than accepting that the balance of the objection was actually valid, which the ATO can do, there's no prescribed requirement to use this particular form that I've got on the screen for you. The ATO can accept that the balance of your objection is actually in the approved form, but I have seen particular cases before where it takes weeks for the ATO to write back, and then they write back and say that the form was not used, so you're out of time. And they don't tell you that until you're actually out of time. So it's a disaster for the client. And the simple approach here is to use the ATO's form. Now, you can also, there's a practice statement on this, you can use a simple letter, provided that it conforms to the requirements. But rather than take that risk, I would say this way is simplest. I will be covering this in further detail in part three of this particular series, but usually your client will have 2 or 4 years from the time the assessment or decision was made to object, or 60 days. And that will depend primarily on how long it took the ATO to audit the client. My safest bet here is once you've got the ATO's decision that you object within the 60-day period. That's the safest way. However, depending on timing, you might prefer not to do that if you want to do some better evidence or fact gathering, provided that you've got sufficient time, which might even be up to 4 years from the time the original lodgement was made. And just lastly on this point, the other requirement that is required by the TAA is that you set out your client's reason in full. So I've just identified a couple of points here for you. You should identify in your objection the parts of the assessment or what you say the ATO did was actually wrong. So which parts are you in disagreement on? Why was it wrong? And the facts and law, or possibly both, that you for your client are relying on to prove that the decision was wrong. As I say, it's not enough to say to the ATO, it's not fair, I can't believe it, you should attack someone else. You actually have to particularize it, and the more detail, the better. The reason why, and just to bring you specifically to dot point three, if you don't raise these points in your objection, you can't raise them in the tribunal. So effectively, you get one crack. In the tribunal, if you didn't raise something, you have to get leave. Now, the ATO might agree with that position, or they might not. I've seen cases on both sides, but ultimately that's a decision for the tribunal. The safest bet here is to put more arguments in at objection rather than less. And don't forget to argue. In the last couple of days, and I'll circulate this as well when the slides go out, there was a decision in the tribunal where effectively the tribunal agreed that the ATO's assessment was wrong. This is only a recent case, but the client still didn't win. The reason why they didn't win is because they didn't argue or put forward some evidence for the tribunal on what the assessment should have been. So there's two components that have to be shown in respect of tax assessments. One, that the ATO was wrong. So sometimes it's referred to as the assessment being excessive, but also what their income, what should have been the correct position. You actually also have to advance your case on that point too. So don't forget in your objection, what should the assessment have been? What should have been the decision that the ATO made? It's not enough to say they were wrong. Welcome along to this bite-sized edition of Tax and Lunch. Thanks for joining me. I'm Vincent Licciardi. You're listening to the podcast for tax advisors to high net worth individuals, wealthy family groups, and private clients. I'm really excited that you're joining me for this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with your team so they can also gain the inside perspective. Let's listen in.